الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. وقال تعالى: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed of the great ni'mats which is great month of Ramadan is. Amongst them also is that the first 10 days Allah has made the 10 days of rahmat. And fortunate are those people, according to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's explanation, who came clean before Ramadan and got prepared for Ramadan. They were in the groove, they were in the lane, and for them the rahmat just starts with the beginning of Ramadan. And the beginning of Ramadan also Allah has made it such, it comes in the riwayat, that from the beginning of the year, that is from Muharram. And in the riwayat it comes, every day Allah beautifies beautifies Jannat for the coming of Ramadan. Like we have a function at home, normally a wedding is going to take place, we're going to get guests, etc. Long in advance, we do renovations also. Perhaps we do some spring cleaning is done properly, painting the house, everything is seen to. And we try and do it to the T. This is a different thing, that on the wedding day, all the guests who come, nobody really appreciates what was done. They don't know, they don't think about it also. How much of effort. And everyone in that house, what level, what length they went to prepare everything. They just come and they just use it. And in most cases, they make a lot of mess also. So unfortunately, it appears this applies here too. Allah has prepared Jannat, we're not even aware. Every day Allah was preparing, it's not in our mind. We don't think of it. We don't appreciate it. And then we make a mess of Ramadan also. At this great month, Allah prepared so much, and we just make a mess for it. Also, very similar it is, that when some people are being hosted at home, and the tablecloth is set, then we see that so many places, almost everywhere, so much care is taken to put everything perfectly. It appears that the plate will be put, and the glass, it appears that they come with a protector to measure 45 degree angle. And every glass will be put at that angle properly. And then the serviettes that are put, they also put in a specific way. If they are put in the glass, they are folded in a specific way. Everything is set so to the T. And then it appears also that finally the house lady will come and make an inspection and see whether everything is right. But when the people come to sit to eat, they don't have any of this in their mind. No appreciation, no thought goes that how much they have prepared. All the food, that is different. But just the setting of the dastarkhan also, they went so much out of their way. But the people who come, they don't pay any attention. And they just take their serviette, clean their nose with it. It's meant for that, no problem. But how much of effort was made for all this year? And we don't appreciate it. The same with this month of Ramadan. Allah Himself has made so much for the great honor of this month, but we don't even think about it. And then we just mess up the whole month also. So Allah give us tawfiq. So the first 10 days is the days of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Also, when the first of Ramadan comes, then a wind blows from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which is called Muthira. And it has a wonderful effect on everyone when this wind blows. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, وَلِلَّهِ nafahat. There are certain occasions when Allah's special favors just become open and everyone is supposed to take. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. So open your hearts up. Take of that grace. this wonderful. One time, Hazrat Hakim Saab, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, was visiting us here. And after the program, we were going out and there was a downpour of rain. So all the water was gushing on the road. And it has got an attraction of its own. All that water is just flowing like that. So Hazrat was seeing it. And of course, Hazrat is from Karachi. It's a desert area of Pakistan where seldom they have rain. So it will appeal more to those people. So, and we all were just walking. It meant nothing to us. We are so used to it. Or every time it just rains, etc., and the water flows, it doesn't mean anything. So Hazrat said that these people haven't got any like feeling in them. They don't appreciate. But we see it always also similarly. Allah make us maaf. That should not be the case. That when in our jalsa, madrasa jalsa, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, only so many students complete hifz. So we had a visitor from Australia, and where till that time there wasn't one hafiz produced in Australia. So when he saw that the students are just completing and they're just moving, he said, don't you people appreciate that a person has completed hifz? You people don't appreciate, but unfortunately we take it for granted. Every year, alhamdulillah, so many complete, but really we should appreciate. And for him it was a very, very big thing, where in a country not one person had done hifz till that time, many years ago. And yeah, so many are completing and we don't. So anyway, so this month, the first 10 days come, Ramadan comes, we also shouldn't take it for granted. That every year Ramadan comes and we take it till many Ramzans will come, whether we're going to live or not. And also, if they come, like with the lockdown period, how everything got upset, if we don't know. And we have to make the dua regularly, every day, every year. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. We don't know what can happen. And of course, the Ramadan is so great, no doubt. More than that is to appreciate it, to make the amal and what we are supposed to do. That is the appreciation. And more than that is that Allah accepts it from us also. In one of the West African countries, right in the remote area, there was a sheikh who was teaching Quran Sharif to children. And there where they have no lights also, and they don't have any of the amenities and facilities which we have here and which we take for granted. And the children come from far there. So one person who went from one of the, what we will say, first world countries with a lot of money with him, he bought a beautiful vehicle for them in order to transport the children. They didn't show any appreciation to that. They kept that vehicle and they put fowls in the vehicle. Like we made it a fowl run to keep all the fowls in there. That is what they took of it. So anyway, all the ni'mat of Allah we have to appreciate. So on this first night when Allah Ta'ala has beautified it so greatly, then when the first night of Ramadan comes and that wind blows and the effect of it is so great that all the damsels, the hurul een of Jannah, they also come out and forth from their palaces. And they come on the balconies. And they ask Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannah, oh Ridwan, which night is this? He says, the first night of Ramadan. And then they say, they proposing to all of us, the hurul een proposing to us on the first night, is there anyone who will ask Allah to marry us with them? They are proposing to get married, and that is that we appreciate this man. And then, if we do what we have to do, what great we can accumulate so much of benefit in every aspect in this man. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, oh Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, open all the doors of Jannah for the people who fast of the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And O Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam for all those people who fast in the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the time, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا, that wonderful nafahat of Allah which are coming, let us open our hearts, open our everything and appreciate this great. So the first 10 nights are the days of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And we should read this dua, Rabbi Ighfir Warham, Wa Anta Khairul Rahimeen. Oh Allah, shower your mercies. And Allah's mercies, Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani explains the meaning of Allah's mercy, Ay Tafaddal Alayna. Tafaddal from Fadal, which means something for nothing. Which in our language we call Bansela. That a person comes to the shop, he buys something and they ask something for nothing. Just give him something that he came and buy. So for nothing, you didn't pay for it. What you don't deserve. So that fadl of Allah, tafaddal alayna bi fununil ala. Funun is the plural in Arabic. Ala, the mercy, the kindness, the favors of Allah. Oh Allah, shower your mercies upon us. And in unlimited numbers, the plural, unlimited. And ma'a istihqaqina, though we are worthy of, we deserve. Ma'a istihqaqina bi afaneenil iqab. Afaneen in Arabic, there is a singular, there is a dual, there is a plural. Then there is muntahal juma, the big plural. So afaneen is the very big plural. And we are deserving of great, great, great punishment. But you are that kind being that we beg of you, that you shower your mercies upon us. So these are the 10 days of rahmat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains this rahmat. He says that tawfiq e ta'at, that Allah gives a person the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah. Taqwa, obedience of Allah, fulfilling the commands of Allah, staying away from the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. So when a person does that, Allah is happy with that person, then faraghiya ma'isha. Allah gives that person his rozi in abundance. So spaciously, openly, freely, Allah gives him his rozi. So his dunya's both things are done. His rozi and he's living comfortably also, and his deen also, he's obedient to Allah ta'ala. In akhirat, this rahmat of Allah ta'ala, bila hisab maghfirat. No accountability, forgiveness. Just go. No questioning, nothing. Go. And dukhul jannat. And enter into jannat. So these are those days of tawfiq ta'at, faraghi ma'ishat, bila hisab maghfirat, dukhul jannat. So what great namats we are in. Allah make that we appreciate. We are sitting at this dastarkhan now. Allahu Akbar. And this dastarkhan is laden with such foods that we never saw before. And that we and such enjoyable, the wonderful spiritual food of roza, of tilawat, of zikr, of dua, of all the wonderful food. You don't know what to eat. But it must not happen. This dastarkhan is laid there and we fall asleep. That Ramadan is here and we are sleeping, we are not taking. We should appreciate this. At the time of partition of India and Pakistan, there were a lot of atrocities, unbelievable. Anyone who has some idea, his sleep will go away. One such occasion, the family living normally, the husband, the man, he came home for lunch. Every day he should come home for lunch. The wife had the lunch prepared. And outside in the courtyard, they were having their lunch. She was the lunch was all ready. She was swinging on the swing. And casually, without her sandals on, little children, 2-3 children were playing there. And he came and he said, hurry up, hurry up. She said, khairiyat to hai, things are okay, what's wrong? Is there some problem? She said, the looters and the rioters, they are just down the road. And who they getting? Muslims, they just slaughtering them. Come, we have to move immediately without even her sandals. They just had to move, grab the children and they had to move, taking nothing whatsoever. And they had to walk at that time through the jungles. They couldn't walk on the roads. They had to walk in the jungles where many people lost their lives to the wild animals also, of hunger also, of thirst also, in this way. So really, how they had to rush for Ramadan, we have to really rush like that. This is no time. The minutes are going, the moments are going, of our life also. And then when these very special moments come of Ramadan, we should not waste them in anything whatsoever. And we see that in the lives of our elders, Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and we should try and read it in Hazrat Abiti and perhaps in Akabir Ramadan, how our elders spend their Ramadan. Try and read it. Hazrat 24 hours, how it was occupied. And Hazrat had one good friend, a journalist, who was not so close to Deen, but he should visit Hazrat regularly. And he should meet Hazrat and he should just give Hazrat a breakdown of the latest news whenever he was around. So he came and he wanted to meet Hazrat and he was free. He was a person, he didn't have to follow any protocol. He could just go directly to Hazrat. But when he came, they told him, Hazrat is busy now with this work. When he came another time, Hazrat is busy with this now, reading Quran, hamrawa in Quran, making namaz all the time. Then finally he had to leave. Then he just shouted from the door. He was informal with Hazrat. He says, Ramzan comes to us also, but not as a fever. Like when a fever overtakes you, and now you are just in that fever of yours. Like how Ramzan has come on you, it comes to us, but we still carry on with our other work also. But those who appreciate when Ramzan comes on them, it isn't like any other time. They are completely different. How many of our buzurgs in Akabir ke Ramadan we should try and read that Ramadan came and they were different completely all the time, etc. So this is that month that Allah, and the food that is placed on this dasturkhan is not going to make you sick. This food is going to make you healthy. This food is going to make your nafs weak and make your ruh strong, and your ruh will take control of all your affairs. And when that happens, you are on the super highways of Jannah. And nobody can stop you after that. So this is that wonderful occasion. And when the Sister Khan is laid out like that, and you don't know what to eat and what not to eat, there are so many things, we have got no time to waste. It's time just to be busy and taking whatever we can. And Allah Ta'ala make it that we, our appetite opens for the spiritual food. If a person is sick and you force him to come and sit at the dasturkhan, he's lost his taste also. No smell he's got also. And you're giving him the best food, but it doesn't appeal to him. But a person who's healthy, and this is what we're supposed to do before Ramadan, to become spiritually healthy, that when this dasturkhan is now laid down, more superior than what the Hawariyin of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. This ma'ida min as-sama of Jannah. This ma'ida of Jannah Allah Ta'ala puts down for us. And it's got all the most delicious food. So we should really be partaking of it. And we will find that the 24 hours are not enough. We'll find that we have to sleep. We are human beings. But the sleep is overpowering us. And there are so many things. I mustn't forget this. I mustn't forget my tahajjud. I mustn't, my tilawat I mustn't fall back on. My du'as, I mustn't slip up on my du'as. Everything. Then we will appreciate time. So much like Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahullah, writes, he had a lot of respect and honor for our ulama of India and Pakistan. On one occasion when he visited one alim, he saw that the room that he was staying in has got two doors to go out. And at both doors, there were sandals there. So Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda asked him, that isn't this extravagant? Because if you want to go this side, you can just take the sandals from there to this side. And we can't understand this. Our condition is such, like once we were in some country, South America, and there was a ladies' program. So we went for to make the bayan, and a hot country and safe also, conditions are safe. So we were sitting outside on the balcony, and the ladies were inside. So made the bayan, and in front of me was a shoe rack. With shoes filled, the whole rack was filled. So I got happy, mashallah, many ladies come, they listen to the talk of Deen. But afterwards we found that there was only one lady, and all the shoes belonged to her. So we, how can we appreciate that that you keep only one pair of sandals, when we have got so many shoes for different occasions, different times, this sandal, that shoe, and then how many still new shoes are kept in the cupboard, which we haven't touched also. So we can't appreciate it. But he asked him that one sandal is enough. Why you have two pairs of sandals? So what did he say? In order to save time, that when I have to go out from this door, how long does it take? A few seconds just to go to that door, maybe 2 meters, 3 meters away, to just bring their sandal. But they appreciated time. Time, we say it's money. But we do, when it comes to deen, then we don't take time as money. For dunya, time is money. And then we can't waste time because we have to make money. But time is for our deen that we should appreciate. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand. One Buzurg, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, writes, he found out that he hasn't got enough time to eat also. And the eating time is consuming too much of his time. So he calculated that if I just put like flour in my mouth and drink water over it, body needs the strength, energy, vitamins it needs, I will get that. And not all the taste and all that and the time that goes in. He found that he's saving so much time to say 70 times Subhanallah more. Then he stopped eating and he just took his food like this. So that 70 times Subhanallah, how lot time. But even that time they appreciated. And for us, we just waste time. As we heard also now, we go to the toilet. And how much time we waste in the toilet. And in some countries, toilets are called restrooms. And some of us, we take the literal meaning that there's a place to go rest there. And how many such toilets? Then there are magazines also. And while you are resting there, you got a magazine to read also. And as written here, some go there and smoke cigarettes also. And other people want to use the toilet. And we are wasting time. In everything, we waste so much of time on the dasturkhan. One time, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that having tea, he said you will have tea, nashta you make. Nashta, in their language in UP, is not breakfast, is a snack. At any time you have a snack, you have in afternoon a snack, at night you have a snack. So nashta karlo, have a snack. So he says that this nashta of you people is got such a mud, nashta. It takes so long to make. Just to have the tea, how long does it take? But for us, the tea doesn't mean tea. The tea means now a big discussion. And carry on with our talk. So we shouldn't waste time. Yeah, also after Taraweeh, the snacks that we have, we shouldn't waste time. You want to have something, no problem. Just have it and finish. But this wasting of time and the talking that takes place, which goes into joking, which goes into laughter, we kill our hearts with that. And so to such an extent that we don't even realize really. Once we were in Masjid an-Nabawi, behind the Rauza Mubarak, not very far, and there were few people sitting there, and they were actually laughing and rolling around on their stomachs and laughing. And in the Masjid, and in Masjid an-Nabawi, and near Rauza Mubarak, we don't realize where we allow a little thing wrong to happen and where it reaches finally. And what terrible wrong. And then we don't think we are doing wrong also. And if anyone tells us, and who were these ulama? They were sitting with their big kitabs there of different countries, they were studying there, and with their big kitabs. And you tell them, a Maulvi has got a reason for explanation for everything. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, an old lady lost her lota, a jug. And she was looking for it, and as she was looking, she made dua that Maulvi ko mera lota na mile. That the Maulvi mustn't find my lota. They asked, why are you making this? He says, he will give some reason and some proof that it belongs to him. Somehow or the other, he will prove it belongs to him. So unfortunately, that is for what our knowledge is. It's not to make amal. It's to, even if we are totally wrong, but we can't accept. And for a Maulvi to say I'm wrong, that is almost an impossibility. And those are the big gunas of the ulama. Other people got other types of gunas. These, like a non-Muslim, he's one guna. He didn't accept Islam, which is the worst, severest guna. And we are in Islam, and we got so many gunas. We are doing so much of wrong. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the first 10 days of this days of Allah's rahmat. The second, those who, and what are the mercies of Allah Ta'ala? The second 10 days, those who didn't cleanse themselves, purify themselves, Allah didn't abandon them also. Allah didn't shut the doors for them also. After keeping 10 rozas, now the maghfirat will take place. Now they will enjoy the fruit of Ramadan. And those who did absolutely nothing, very far, Allah didn't abandon them also for this month. Like you have a wedding, and a wedding occasion once, we were young that time and we were helping out at the wedding house. So this person whose daughter was getting married was known for his stinginess. Very, very stingy. But at that time, he made them put on unnecessary lights also. Which the lights are not, otherwise he was so particular to the usage of electricity also. More than 50 people used to say, it was like famous, he was very stingy. But on that occasion, he put all the lights on also. So the people opened their hearts at that time. So similarly, yeah also, that this month of Ramadan that has come, that we should also now, really, all what Allah has opened up for us, we should enjoy. So the second 10 days, so Allah Ta'ala hasn't abandoned anyone. So just like that, on that wedding occasion, in India it is famous, on such occasion, the bhangi, the person who comes and pick up the night soil, that is the, don't know now the, what the condition is, the, where there isn't some sewage system, and the flush system, toilets, etc., and they have to come pick up the dirt. On a wedding occasion, they say, make him also happy. Everyone you want to make happy. Give him also something. Make him also happy. And our weddings are such on such occasions, we want to make everyone happy and we make Allah unhappy. And we make Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unhappy. We break the laws of deen, we try and please everyone. So Allah Ta'ala is such that on these occasions He doesn't abandon anyone. It is for us just to take. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And then the last 10 days have got Laylatul Qadr. The last 10 days are so valuable. And the greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, comes in the last. And in that last 10 days is the night of prize giving also. And separate from the night of prize giving is the night of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free in this month of Ramadan. Every night Allah sets free a huge amount of people from the fire of Jahannam. And these were those people who were found guilty and they have to enter Jahannam. Not still the cases are pending and they are set free, but those who were condemned to the fire of Jahannam and they were going, they are set free. And the one of the last nights, as many as Allah set free in the whole month, Allah set so many people free. So what a great month we have got. Allah make that we really appreciate this month in totality. And we haven't got time to waste. There aren't seconds and there aren't moments. If a person was going to fly and for some reason he got delayed reaching the airport, whatever, there was a roadblock, there was some accident that was, and there was a delay. And you just managed to check in. And they tell you, rush to the gate, boarding gate, they are going to close in 10 minutes time. And you only got 8 minutes left. And you have to, 10 minutes to reach there, and you only got 8 minutes. You will be running. That time, you will even be a bit disrespectful. People in a queue, you will pass them also. I'm in a hurry, where the gates are closing. While going there, your little child, 6-7 year old, he sees a PlayStation. And he wants to go and play on the PlayStation. You grab him and you tell, where now? We are rushing. We're just going to be about getting the plane. And you've got connecting flights. If you miss this flight, you're going to have problems in front. You have got important meetings you have to attend to, programs you have to see. And now you're going to miss the flight. And your wife tells you now, what's wrong if he plays now? Children, if you play a little there, but at that time to play on the PlayStation, when you are rushing like this, when you've got, we've got so important work, and where we've got time to be watching on the phone all stupid and funny things, wasting our time. We are sitting at this wonderful dastarkhan with this greatest of food, and you, what food they eat, and you say, I don't know what to eat. and there isn't even time. So many things, and you've got so little time, and you have to eat so many things. And about what to eat, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, you people in South Africa, you say that we don't know what to eat because we have got so much. They must say, eat this or that. He says, in our country, in India, that time, there was a lot of poverty. He says, we also say, what must we eat? There's nothing to eat. You also say, what must we eat? And you don't know, there's so much for you to eat, you don't know what to eat. We have to also say, what must we eat? There's nothing to eat. So yeah, when Allah has given us, those people who don't know it is Ramadan, those people who don't know what the value of Ramadan is, yeah, Allah has brought us. Allah gave us the opportunity of this muzakarat, of talking, all the programs to understand the great value. And we still don't eat of this food which is there, and we are busy, so we're falling asleep when there's this wonderful dastarkhan. Your first night you got married, and you are very busy preparing for your wedding 6 weeks before. Every night you slept late. During the day you were busy. All the things for your wedding you got ready. The first night, who will tell his wife that whatever has to happen, we'll see tomorrow, we'll see after a week. But tonight, I'm very, very tired. I can't do anything. Or she says to the husband that last night I didn't sleep. I went to the hairdresser and they just blew my hair apart and put some perm on it to fix it all in a funny condition, and I just sat on the chair that my hair mustn't get spoiled. She went to the hairdresser to spoil it. There were all the blowers and that, the knee dressing of the hair, combing, that she didn't do. And they just blew it all wild and then put some perm on it to keep it like that. And poor thing sat the whole night on the chair. And she also says, whatever, we'll see after a week. I'm very tired tonight. But till today, I suppose in the history of all people, that doesn't happen. Where you stay, how you stay awake that night, before you know it's Fajr time. There is a different thing that just before Fajr, now you fall asleep. And your Fajr also, Jamaat also is gone, your Fajr also is gone. And then you sleep after that. But till that time, you are so awake. So this is that month that we shouldn't be falling asleep. When this month has come from the beginning, we should be so awake for the month. And we should be so eager and passionate about this month. This month, in this ayat where Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina aamanu taqullah, acquire taqwa. And this is the month, the main gift and the greatest thing to take of this month is taqwa. By which we get the friendship of Allah, by which all our dunya's work is done. And what Allah ta'ala gives in the akhirah, inna lil muttaqina mafazan hadaiqa, wa kawa'iba atraba, wa ka'san dihaqa. What enjoyments Allah Ta'ala will give. All that on this taqwa. So Allah says that, Ya yu'amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. And seek wasila to reach Allah Ta'ala. Wasila, ulama have written, in our qiraat it's with a seen, and that is to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And it comes with a sad also, wasila. And both meanings are very close to each other. However, wasila with a sa'd means a very close, intimate connection with Allah Ta'ala. And with a seen, it means to reach Allah, to come to Allah. And this is the month that all of us, mashallah, Allah reward those brothers who came right at the beginning and they say we have come in order to get connection with Allah. That is the object. Now, one is that we just observe the laws of Sharia, the zahiri, the outward. We keep our rozas, make our namazes, tilawah, everything we do. We stay away from guna, but we didn't find the love of Allah. One is that marriage of a couple that is just hanging on a very weak string. And just because of the children we are staying together, or just because of family pressure, or what people will say if we divorce. So they just think, but they're not enjoying that marriage. And one is that marriage that you just enjoy one another. You hunna libasul lakum, wantum libasul lahun. You are for one another like clothes, like you can't stay without clothes, you can't stay without one another like that. And you love one another, and how you feel comfortable with summer clothes in summer, light clothing. and winter with winter woolies you are wearing. Nice and warm you are feeling. You want your clothes like that. Husband and wife are like that. One is that type of a marriage. What is that? One is our relationship with Allah. We're just doing the basics. And we just got a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And one is that love relationship. This is also the ideal occasion for that, is this month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fithani Rahmatullah Ali and Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Ali has written that the object of tasawwuf is to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala. That actual connection with Allah Ta'ala. That you have now what we call sahib nishbat, connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then you'll see your namazes are completely different. The enjoyment of namaz, the enjoyment of tilawat, of zikr, dua, Allahu Akbar, dua, munajat. One person wrote to our Shaykh, one alim wrote, and he said, Hazrat, he does all his amal, but I don't enjoy making duas. I just my heart doesn't open to make du'as. So Hazrat wrote, it's very surprising that with Allah, the greatest beloved, the greatest lover, the greatest beloved, to speak with Him, make munajat, to whisper with Him, whisper. Munajat-e maqbool, the accepted whispers with Allah Ta'ala, to whisper with Allah Ta'ala. A husband and wife are alone in their bedroom, they're alone in the house also, there's nobody else. But when they're talking, when they're so close and intimate, they are whispering in one another's ears. They can speak loudly, but what that enjoyment of that whispering there. So to whisper to with Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month of these munajat and that enjoyment. So when a person gets this connection with Allah, he will just enjoy to be with. And the greatest closeness to Allah Ta'ala is two rakats of salah. And in salah, it is the sajda, the greatest, the most closeness to Allah Ta'ala that a person gets is in sajda. Then it won't be just three quick subhanallah, or just one perhaps also, or three quick subhanallah, a person will enjoy. And especially, and what a balanced deen we have been given. If you are the imam, consider everyone. Don't make your namazes so long. You have been given your nafal. Your nafal you can carry on and make your nafal namaz as long as you want to. But in your faraz namaz, you the imam, consider everyone. And though it is so enjoyable, and faraz is the most enjoyable. And but how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he heard the crying of children, he should cut his namaz shorter also. So what a balanced and beautiful deen we have been given. But your own namazes, your own time for whispering to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is there and Allah is so close. The Sahaba asked, if Allah is near, we will whisper and speak to Him. If He's far, we will shout. So the ayat came, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, that where am I? Then إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close. How close? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are more closer to you than your jugular vein, your own life vein. More closer than your life to you, we are so close. And we have been charged to in this dunya our whole life, 60, 70 years, whatever age Allah gives us, and we have been sent here to find Allah. And Allah made Himself available that is more closer to you than your life. And still if we didn't find Allah our whole life. And Ramadan we got, Ramadan came and Ramadan went, but we didn't find Allah. This is the month that you وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ, that gained wasila, that very intimate relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Wasila, that you come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month that Allah Ta'ala وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ. One of the greatest jihad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad-e akbar is jihad of the nafs. رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. We came back from the battlefield, that was a small jihad. Now we have come to the big jihad, the jihad of the nafs. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, on the battlefield, one time, one bullet shot, one sword, whatever it is, and you are dead, you became shaheed. But this jihad, your whole life you are making jihad. fighting your nafs is more harder than the bullet on the battlefield. The desires which you have got, which Allah Ta'ala has put, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, they have been made this lust and desiring the person. And all the other things, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ مُقَنْطَرَةِ, all these things that desire which Allah has put. And then this also, Allah Ta'ala has made وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسَ الشُّحْ, and also so many other ayat that all this, so fighting this all the time, this is the Jihad-e-Akbar. So Ramadan is the ideal occasion. We are in the comforts of the masjid, but we are in a big jihad. And in this zamana, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, when a person goes like to the shopping places, shopping malls, etc., to the towns and the business places, the shopping markets, etc., to the banks and other offices, and there are all these young painted dollies there, on the street they are everywhere, those are the places to get Allah's closeness even more. Just safeguard your eyes. And every time you safeguard your eyes, you are getting a certificate of Jannat from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala says that all in the Hadith Sharif it comes, النَّذْرُ سَحْمٌ مِّنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ, these eyes are the poisonous arrows of Shaitan. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِي, and he doesn't look in my fear, he doesn't look. That my Allah will be unhappy. My Allah can snatch my eyes away. He can not only make me blind, but he can make my eyes so ugly that nobody wants to even look at me. I won't be able to see also, and like black spots here in my, where the eyes are supposed to be. And nobody, it's in, sorry, مَنْ تَرَكُهُ مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, for that I will give him حَلَاوَتَ إِيمَان, sweetness of iman, and he will actually feel it, يَجِدُهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, he will feel that sweetness, not that wonderful dessert and pudding and ice cream, homemade ice cream, and that wonderful juice that you feel on your tongue, but you will feel this in your heart. And that way, when you, and this, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who is blessed with this iman, Allah doesn't take it away again. When Allah gives that gift of yours, today we are discouraged if we give somebody a gift, which happens, you give your wife so many gifts, wedding time, on the wedding day, etc., wedding ring, a watch, you give her jewelry, etc., but unfortunately some things went wrong, and now you want to take away everything. You don't allow her to use it, you take it away from her. It's very, very unfair. So any person who has got reasonable character in him, he's a reasonable, even a non-Muslim, after giving a gift, he won't want to take it back. Allah who gave this gift, Allah won't take it back. But we just have to show that we are appreciating that gift. When somebody doesn't appreciate that gift, many a times people take it away again. You're not appreciating, I gave you this, you're not appreciating it, I'm taking it back. But we should appreciate, and Allah Ta'ala is the giver. So this is the time that we take from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, now this great, great namas and gifts which Allah Ta'ala is giving. So this is that. So we have to seek this closeness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah has made it so easy to find Allah. We just have to, this is the month that we can make our connection with Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq. So this jihad, make the big jihad. Though it is in the comforts of the masjid, surroundings here, no fear of anything outwardly, but nafs is here. And this day, one of the biggest evils is our cell phone. Very prudent and good will be that person who will leave his cell phones in the office and not use it unless really it is necessary. But as far as possible, no connection with no one. And that is i'tikaf. What does i'tikaf mean? It translates into seclusion. But with the cell phone, you are still connected. i'tikaf means to become disconnected with the creation and to connect with the Creator. But the cell phone, it doesn't allow that. And while we are in the masjid, and the temptations, what and what comes on there? We know you go on a legitimate site of yours for something, but what pops up there and it takes you and carries you away, and you don't even realize. And the next when you look at your watch, you see already 2 hours are gone, 3 hours are gone. and you wonder how this and where you went. Shaitan, he does his work also. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we gain this closeness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And wasila, why commonly people take it that we make dua with wasila. This ayat is not proof for that wasila at all. But wasila is 100% proof. The correct wasila, you take wasila of Aman, wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the thing which we are very neglectful of also. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular and emphasized on this. One, there are quite a few things which are so easy to make our du'as accepted. After we made our du'as, before we start making, tell to Allah by the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love you have for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept my du'as. Your du'as, if they were like, for example, 1% in the acceptable list, just by making that, they've gone to 100%. Now your du'as will definitely be accepted. The wasila of the asma and sifat of Allah Ta'ala. By that make du'a. We're making our du'as, but we know we are sinful. We don't know how to ask also. We don't know what to ask also. But just use the wasila of pious people also. Oh Allah, the love you have for the Sahaba, for the Anbiya, for the Awliya, for your great people, accept my du'as, accept my Ramadan by the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept my namazes by the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How everything will be accepted, and it will be given that shine, and that glamour, and that glow that we cannot imagine just by adding that. So this ayat, though this ayat doesn't prove wasila, but wasila is 100% proof in our deen and our sharia. So this is the time that we can gain all this from Allah. And the wasila which is meant here, amal saliha, to observe the commandments of Allah, to stay away from the disobedience. And Ramadan is the ideal occasion and month to achieve this. So this is the month that wasila also, we can acquire it. And by which we will gain that very closeness to Allah. And by which we will gain, come closer to Allah. Deen, zahiri deen, outward deen will also come in our lives. And the inward deen also. And then the Quran Sharif also. For the ulama, what Allah has blessed them with Quran Sharif. But even as ordinary people, the outward recitation, that will come, and Allah will put in our heart the deeper and inner meanings. And the Quran Sharif, there is no limit to the depth of the Quran Sharif, and no limit to the gems and jewels of the Quran Sharif. And as it opens to a person, he himself will feel and realize what are values. What is a book on psychology? What is a book on psychiatry? What is a book on anything? What the Quran Sharif, everything is in the Quran Sharif. And to what extent it is, you cannot imagine. Gynecology, the whole world's gynecology books and gynecologists cannot equal to one ayat of gynecology of the Quran Sharif. The kitab on astronomy, all the astronomers and what they have done, all of that together on the ayat of astronomy on the Quran Sharif, on the oceans and how the oceans function and how they flow and what the water and where they meet and what the condition is where the oceans meet. All that which has been done in scientific field cannot compare with one ayat of the Quran Sharif. And this is not what I am saying, but the scientists and the people who went deep into this field, doctors who went deep into gynecology, they say what the Quran has got, we have come nowhere near that. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. All this is given to us. And for the ulama, Allah opens much more. And for the Sufiya who have cleansed their heart and got nisbat with Allah, now the kalam of Allah is different. One is a person says that, for example, a father says, he's lying on his bed, give me water. So his son knows, well, I must bring water in a glass. He wants to drink his medicine or whatever. And he's standing by his car on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning. His sleeves are rolled up and he tells his son, bring me water. The son understands that I must bring water in a bucket. Now he doesn't want it in a glass. He wants to wash the car. So I must bring it. So those people who have got this nisbat with Allah, they understand the deeper meanings of the kalam of Allah. And then what they get, nobody else can imagine what enjoyment they get. And what the Quran Sharif has got to offer. And the month of Ramadan and the link of Quran and Ramadan. This is the idea. Let us not waste our time. Let us get into this, all of us, and as much as we can, and take this chance and then go in the world and distribute it to the people. To all the ummah and the people of the world, let everyone enjoy this. This dunya thinks, if a person finds a cure for cancer, he'll want everyone. If he's not a selfish person, everyone must get this cure. If he gets a cure for diabetes, that everyone must get this cure. When we get this, the real cures of the real diseases, then go and give it to everyone also. Don't just sit with it. Allah give us all tawfiq. Appreciate this man, this du'as of this time. Allah accept all of us and bless us with all these great ni'mats, inshallah.